Farmers want to take good care of their land. That can include controlling how water flows through it and preventing nutrients in soil from washing away. Trees are an important part of a conservation plan, and as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, some landowners may see a tasty little profit from those trees as well.
Next to a rebuilt old barn, a dirt ridge surrounds most of two sides of a former cattle lot. The swale, as it's called, controls water flow. Where cattle once ate, orange flags now mark the future locations of various fruit trees.
It's coming back.
Bruce Carney says his family will be the first to enjoy any cherries, apricots, or peaches.
We sell a lot of beef and pork and poultry, so we have a whole list of customers out there. So if we grow more than what we need, we could do like a U-pick.
For Carney, any profits from selling fruit or nuts are a bonus to the conservation benefits. The tree's first job is to help keep water, soil, and nutrients out of the nearby creek. Eventually, any additional income might help his kids or grandkids as they farm into the future.
I've always had a sense of I need to do something better than what I got it. It needs to be turned over to the next generation better.
Carney turned to forester Luke Gran of the consulting company Prudentera for advice about what to plant and where. Gran says one of the biggest challenges he faces is that his suggestions often require a paradigm shift in a farmer's thinking.
I think we limit our creativity too often by what we see our neighbors doing, you know, whether it's the way we manage our lawns or the way we manage our crop ground. And if we just relied on what everybody else is doing, you know, we wouldn't have very interesting places.
Gran surveys a landscape with its owner, pointing out mature black walnut that can be hugely profitable for timber, and explaining how even a small number of Chinese chestnut trees could yield thousands of dollars in annual income after about a decade. But he knows many people can't spend money today for a profit that far down the road.
There's a lot of factors that limit the ability of people to dive into a high-value nut or fruit orchard production system.
Even in some states where nuts are a rare crop, there's money to be made. Larry Martin heads up the Heartland Nuts & More Co-op with 46 members in Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota. They plant trees specially grafted to do well in these states. And the nuts are ready faster than in more traditional growing areas.
They retain more oils with the shorter ripening season. Plus, they retain more nutty flavor than the southern pecan.
Martin says some members with irrigated cropland will put a few nut trees in an awkward corner that's not suited to the main crop. Since the co-op handles processing and sales, this can be a relatively easy way to develop nuts as a side project.
Now, this is the area where we planted trees.
Ione Cleverly is another farmer who's making long-term land use decisions in central Iowa. She wants to stop erosion alongside the crop fields she now rents out and clean up the water in the creek below. A timber stand separates the two, but wild roses had taken over, making it impassable.
See the little buds?
Oh, yeah.
She's gotten things thinned out, sold some timber, and over the past year planted hundreds of black walnut, chestnut, cherry, hickory, and oak trees. She's retired from farming and finally can focus beyond the annual balance sheet.
You need that financial freedom to make those decisions. And a younger family starting to farm does not have that. Most of them.
Someday, her grandchildren or their children might profit by selling timber from trees she's planting now.
Won't be in my lifetime.
But she does enjoy gathering walnuts and baking with them, and that's something she can enjoy with her family today. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.